Namaskar. We welcome you to the program Greenery Dialogue. I am Prem Kumari Magar.
And I am Chetan Oli.
This program Greenery Dialogue is broadcast every week on Wednesday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. on Radio Prakriti FM 93.4 MHz, and you can also listen to us from all over the world online at www.radioprakriti.com, mobile apps, Amro Patro, Nepali Patro, and Radio Prakriti's Facebook Live.
In this radio program, Greenery Dialogue, we present the analysis of community contributions to sustainable management of forests, forest enterprises, and forest areas used in family farming and forest-related acts and regulations.
Dear listeners, we are in the 12th episode of the program. In today's episode, we will discuss different aspects of forest, focusing on the good governance of the overall forest sector.
Let's start the program with the analytical material prepared on good governance practices of the overall forest sector's positive and need to be improved aspects.
After the implementation of federalism in Nepal, the newly enacted policies, acts and regulations have displaced the previously prepared forest policies, forest acts, regulations and forest policies and program. The new forest policies are formulated including the achievements of the communities in forest conservation and promotion. Policy and law provision periodically needs revision after being implemented in day-to-day practice. Forest Act and regulation have provisioned sustainable management of forest as well as agroforestry and ecotourism. The popularity gained from the Hariyobon Nepalko Dhan, Green Forest Nepal's wealth has become the basis of community's wellness.
From the practices of good governance in the overall forest sector, this sector can be made more prosperous. The institutions under the Ministry of Forest should provide fast, easy and effective services with their feeling as civil servants. They should supportively facilitate through coordination and partnership rather than ordering as rulers thinking and unnecessarily demotivating communities. Thousands of community forest user groups have been conducting their annual general assembly in a democratic way and method. The preparation of the community forest operational plan according to the group's constitution and activities benefiting the livelihood of poor and marginalized users are being conducted. To be active for the benefit of women, Dalits and marginalized users falls under the basic responsibility of the community forest users group. After information on good governance in the overall forest sector, let's head to interviews. How is the conservation of community forests going on and what is the present status of community forests? To know this, we have interviewed Ramesh Kumar DC, chairperson of Sukidha Community Forest Users Group, located at Tulsipur Submetropolitan City, ward number 4, Dan.
We have a forest guard of Sukidha Community Forest. The forest status is very challenging. There is no access to road to reach top of the forest. There is an illegal harvest from Solan side. It is difficult to monitor. The neighboring community forest users graze cattle and goats. The status of the forest is very pretty.
You have conserved the forest by working so hard. How is the status of assessing forest products for users' use?
There is difficulty. We only harvest dead and dying and decayed trees. It is very difficult to fulfill the needs of the users. Therefore, while revising the operation plan of 2080, we have made provisions to cut other trees also so that we may address the timber needs of the users.
You all are working together for the conservation and development of forests, but people complain that there is no support from the government. What is your opinion on this?
We have to pay 1000 rupees per trip to transport the timber out of the forest. We also pay 1000 rupees per trip to Niauli Community Forest. If the government builds the road, the user gets relief of the 1000 rupees.
There are other donor agencies and stakeholders as well. What do you think of their roles?
There is illegal harvesting from neighboring community forest. A wire fence is needed. Wire fence helps to control illegal harvesting and grazing. If we get support from donor, and there would be conservation of and development of the forest and some easy and benefit to users. Budget is also to be allocated and programs to be done focusing on the forest sector.
What are the challenges and difficulties in strengthening good governance in the forest sector? How the user groups have hardly accepted the importance? We have interviewed Thakur Bhandari, chairperson of the Federation of County Forestry, US Nepal.
First thing, policy, law and regulations should be made is there are good provisions of policy and law that are comparatively favorable for community forest but have a major challenge in implementation. Therefore, the Forest Ministry, Federal Ministry, Provincial Ministry should act as a facilitator, not as the ruler. As the forest sector is identified as the basis of prosperity in Nepal, the community should be prioritized in the front. Some people, some business houses, if went to the community forest management, then that is not the effective. The success achieved in the community forest is the success of the communities, their joint decisions and implementation. So the government should support to be more effective.
What kinds of policies and programs of government should be?
The budget of the government should be community friendly. We have talked about a social oriented economy, but the government has not prioritized the community in the front to allocate budget, programs and policies. We have practiced federalism for about 6 to 7 years. We practiced the first tenure of 5 years, and now we are in the second tenure. But still the government follows the traditional way of planning policies, programs and budgets. The thinking of federal ministries, provincial ministers and local government has not changed and is similar to the previous system of the country. That should be changed by prioritizing the community first. While talking about the community first users group, mothers group, irrigation water user group, drinking water groups and other groups, the government should facilitate all these groups jointly.
For the good governance of forest sector, what should be the role of federal, provincial and local government?
If private sectors are promoted, then capitalism becomes dominant and the community always remains backward. So, for the good governance of the forest sectors, all three tiers of the government should coordinate and cooperate with the community forest user groups. If not, not only on the good governance of the forest sector, but the question arises for the good governance of the whole republic federalism of the country.
What are the obstacles and challenges for good governance in the forest sector?
Nepal has conserved and developed community forest. This has a huge contribution to mitigating effects of climate change. For the contribution made, the developed countries have to provide subsidies and grants to our country. This is our right. But in recent times, the subsidies have decreased in the forest and environmental sectors. The loans are increasing. This is the major challenge. We strongly argue that Nepal should not take any loans for the conservation of forest. However, the government might be on external and internal power influence, taking loans instead of subsidies. Such loan flow in the forest sector is the major challenge.
It's the duty and responsibility of the government to strengthen good governance in the overall forest sector. What is the status of good governance in the forestry sector and how plans are formulated by the government? We have interviewed Dr. Deepak Kumar Kharal, Secretary of the Ministry of Forest and Environment.
The government of Nepal has specified protocols of process and policies for public service. Under the same protocols, standards and guidelines, we have been mobilizing our resources, programs and manpower through the Ministry of Forest, Federal Ministry and Provincial Ministry and concerned authorities. In some places, the resources and manpower are not sufficient. As such, there might be not sufficient services. We conduct every program and activity following the standard guidelines and process, so there are practices of good governance in the forestry sector. Previously, there were some gaps when shifting from federal to provincial system. Slowly, all the gaps are filled. The provincial ministry has also taken action to fulfill the vacant manpower. We expect this will help to conduct programs and activities in the forest sector more smoothly. We cannot say that all sectors are problem-free. There are some problems in every sector. When any problem arises, we attempt to identify the specific problem, seek solutions through the internal efforts and stakeholders' suggestions, conclude and find a way that is reflected by revising policies and programs for implementation. Legally, management and monitoring of the community forestry users group and sale and distribution of forest products. In the later days, the villages have a lack of manpower due to foreign employment. There is some weakness to work. We need to have to transfer our modality according to the new context. We have made this issue of discussion and shared it in international forum to revise and transfer our modality.
You are listening Radio Prakriti and Fecophone jointly produced in the support of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in the context of the UN Decade of Family Farming in cooperation of Comdev Asia and AMARC, Asia Pacific Regional Office Produced Radio Program Greenery Dialogue.
Please do not forget to provide your suggestion and feedback in real that you felt while listening. You can send your suggestion through phone calls at 082-52187 and email radioprakriti@gmail.com.
Thank you all listeners for listening to our program. Thanks to technician friends Govinda Keshi and Upendra Basnet for supporting in program production. Till then, me Prem Kumari Magar
and me Chetan Oli also sign off.
Namaskar.